CAL FIRE investigators this afternoon have determined the cause of the campfire, which broke out in Butte County last year. For more, we're joined live in studio by CAL FIRE Captain Robert Foxworthy. Thank you very much for coming in and talking to us. Tell us more about what you found.
So, basically, our investigation has been completed now, and the cause was determined to be a PG&E transmission line in the area of Polga.
Do we know what happened with that line?
Specifics on how it happened? No, I don't have any of those details of exactly what it was that made the line have this issue, but it is determined to go back to those lines.
Because it was reported after the fire broke out that there had been calls in that to PG&E that there was something going on with some transmission lines in the area.
Yeah, there were some reports on that. We don't have any specifics on what the actual calls that were made and what the issues with the lines were, just that there were some issues in those areas, and that did end up coming out as where one of the main origins of the fire was.
Talk a little bit about the forensic process. How do you go about tracing something like that?
So our investigators will use a lot of different techniques. The calls, the initial dispatches, the fire ultimately starts very small, right? And if someone sees that fire, they can say, hey, I saw the fire in this area, and that will point our investigators to kind of get an area of where to start, basically. They still look at the big picture, make sure there were no other things that caused the fire, but those are some of the ways that they are directed in those basic locations to kind of start their investigation. That being said, those aren't the only things they investigate. They will, along with looking at possible causes, they then go back and eliminate every other possible cause as well.
So your investigation found that it was those lines in the Polga area that started the fire, but there was also a second nearby ignition site. Could you talk a little bit more about that?
Yeah, same thing. I don't have specifics on what actually occurred with the line, just that there was an area basically kind of out in front of the main fire that there was another ignition point that was found, and that main fire was later consumed by the first fire, and they all became one. But yes, there was another area that was determined that there was a start from one of the lines in those areas.
Are you able to draw any conclusions as to whether or not turning off the power in some of these areas would be a useful factor based on the way this unfolded?
You know, I have no specifics. I don't know the details of how and when and what lines were to be shut down and what ones weren't. I'm unsure of that. That would be a specific question that would kind of be more of a PG&E-based question, because they have more of the details on lines they shut down and how they go about all that stuff.
And by the way, we do have calls into PG&E as well as the Butte County District Attorney's Office. Overall, generally speaking, when you have big fires like this, do you always determine a cause?
No, there are some fires that we don't determine a cause. They go and they do the same process, eliminate all those possible causes. But there's times that they can't necessarily eliminate everything or don't find something that would point them in the direction to say, yes, this is what caused it. So, yeah, there are fires that stay undetermined. And that being said, all the same steps are taken. They just weren't able to come to a conclusion with those steps.
All right. Captain, thanks so much for making some time for us. Appreciate it very much. Again, that's CAL FIRE Captain Robert Foxworthy.